USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Outgoing Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is thanking President Trump for giving her the opportunity to serve.
I'm forever grateful and proud of the men and women of DHS who work so hard every day to execute their missions and to protect the homeland.
Nielsen announced her resignation Sunday after meeting with President Trump. Nielsen also says she's helping to make sure this is a smooth transition.
I've spent the last 24 hours since yesterday talking with government officials, with administration officials, members of Congress to ensure a smooth transition.
The medical world is buzzing with news that an experimental cancer vaccine is showing promise. A study out today in the journal Nature Medicine says that there were promising results in a test on a small clinical trial of patients with lymphoma at a New York City hospital. Trials will continue on other types of cancer. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
American Airlines is canceling flights as far as early June as the Boeing 737 MAX aircrafts remain grounded. The airline has said earlier about 90 flights each day would be canceled through April 24th, but that timeline has been extended now through June 5th. The Centers for Disease Control is now warning for new mysterious outbreaks in the southeast. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more.
Health officials are working to identify the cause of an E. coli outbreak that sickened dozens of people in five states. 72 have been infected with E. coli. E. coli 0103. The CDC says the investigation is still ongoing and officials have not yet identified a specific food item, grocery store, or restaurant chain as the source of the outbreak. Meantime, health officials in Florida say two people have died amid a hepatitis A outbreak in Martin County.
The winner of the NCAA basketball national championship will be crowned tonight when Virginia takes on Texas Tech, with tip-off just after 9:20 Eastern. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The number of measles cases recorded across the United States rose by almost 100 last week. The CDC says 465 cases have been confirmed in 19 states so far in 2019, the second highest total since the measles was declared eliminated in the United States almost two decades ago. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel on why the measles are such a big deal.
Measles could make a foothold again in the United States, which it hasn't had since 2000, the year 2000. And then you could see more cases of pneumonia, more cases of brain swelling, and even death. Still 100,000 deaths from measles worldwide. This was brought in from a traveler from Israel.
Siegel was speaking there on Fox News. A man hops into the ring with a legendary wrestler without permission and now faces criminal charges. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
The 26-year-old man from Nebraska jumped into the ring and tackled Bret the Hitman Hart. During the WWE's Hall of Fame ceremonies, the attacker was able to get a punch on the 61-year-old pro wrestling legend after entering the ring from behind Hart. This man was in the stands watching.
They were just watching him do his speech, and just kind of out of nowhere, a fan came out of the corner of the room and slid into the ring and kind of grabbed him.
The attacker was quickly overwhelmed by security and a lot of other wrestlers who were close by. They're at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.